Why I write, the magic of words. Good morning, readers. I've come to accept that I suffer from a lifelong case of diarrhea of the pen. Words just happen. They spill out, tumble forward, and insist on being arranged into something anything before the day is done. 14 books on Amazon, 19 magazines, and nearly 5 blog posts a week stand as evidence that whatever this condition is, it's chronic and probably incurable. And honestly, I hope it never gets cured. I don't write for money. I don't write for bestseller lists. I don't write because I think the world is waiting breathlessly for my next paragraph. I write because something in me feels more alive when the words are moving. I write because stories tap me on the shoulder like impatient children and say, "Well? Are you going to let me out or not?" Most days, I simply give in and let them run. My joy doesn't come from sales charts or rankings. It comes from the quiet, human magic of knowing that someone somewhere read something I wrote and felt a spark. Maybe a smile. Maybe a memory. Maybe a moment of comfort. Maybe just the sense that they're not walking this earth alone. That's enough for me. More than enough. Writing has become my way of staying awake to the world. It keeps me curious. It keeps me grateful. It keeps me connected to people I may never meet but somehow still understand. Every sentence is a small bridge, and I've always loved building bridges. So I'll keep writing. Not because I'm chasing anything, but because this is who I am, a man who finds meaning in the steady rhythm of words, day after day, page after page. A man who knows that creating something anything is its own kind of success. And if even one person reads it and feels a little lighter, a little seen, a little more connected, then every word was worth it.